Please explain when the rapture takes place.
All right. Well, the word rapture we actually do not find in the Bible, but the teaching about the rapture ties in with the second coming of Jesus. Really, the best scripture that I have found about the second coming of Jesus that really ties in all truths together is found in 1 Thessalonians 4. And I've shared this verse with you before in this series, but maybe we can just read it together again in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4, a very clear passage on this subject. Paul writes about the coming of Jesus, and he really ties in a lot of aspects of what will happen at the coming. We'll pick it up in verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. We read, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Here's picturing the second coming of Jesus. The dead in Christ will rise, a resurrection will take place. Then verse 17 says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them," with those that have resurrected, "in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." So Paul is very clearly describing what will take place when Jesus comes. A resurrection will take place, and then together those that have resurrected, together with those that are alive, will meet the Lord in the air. That becomes very important because there's some teaching that a rapture will take place and that some will be secretly taken away before others. The Bible is very clear that this will all happen together. That's a very important word there in 1 Thessalonians. When Jesus comes, then the rapture, if you want to call it a rapture, will take place. Another scripture that is good on this point is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, we read, "Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him." So when Jesus comes in the clouds, it's not a few people that are experiencing this event. It says every eye will see him. There are many scriptures that we could go to where it shows that the second coming of Jesus is no silent event. Mm-hmm. It is an event that the trumpet will sound and all the angels of heaven will be with Jesus. And so it will be a very mighty event. I mean, if you just think about the power of one angel, you know, when Jesus was in the tomb on that first day of the week, that Sunday morning, and one angel came down, 100 Roman soldiers fell down like dead men. And then you can imagine all the angels coming with Jesus when he comes a second time. This is definitely no secret event. This is an event that everyone will experience, and then at that time, the resurrection takes place, and we will be caught up with the Lord in the air. So, further on this subject, if you want to study more, there's a very good book out there on the table. It's called The Appearing, which really goes into a lot of more scriptures that we may not have had time to cover in this series.
Sure, it's not only visible, but it's also audible.
That's right.
It's noisy.